Hey everybody, this is Raul.
And I am Oscar Ibieta. Hello. Welcome. There, my fellow Medicare agents. You gotta let me drop that line.
I was trying to cut you off before you said it. No, I'm kidding. Man, it feels like we've been on a long break.
Yeah, we have. We were just talking about that, but I feel like, you know, the reason for that is because we want to make sure we're putting out quality content every time, and we don't want to be forcing content out there. So took a little bit of a break, but I'm excited for today.
Yeah. I think we're starting a little series here, which is going to be cool. And what it is well, you know what? Let me catch people up real quick in case you didn't know. I had COVID like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and so I still have a bit of a cough, and it's luckily it cannot be transferred through podcasts.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But it could be to the guy across the table from me. So you may hear some coughing today, and you may hear some throat clearing, and it's unfortunately part of my reality right now, something that I've dealt with. But luckily, it wasn't that bad. It was just kind of like a flu that like kicks you in the chest.
Right. Yeah.
So
I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, thanks. And so that, and then vacation, and then one thing leads to another, and we're like, man, you know what? Let's go ahead and wait. Let's not just throw out content for the sake of throwing out content. This is one of the things that I've kind of prided myself on, is the fact that we don't waste agents' time. I used to work for an organization, and kind of one of the things was like we'd have a meeting every morning in Monday through Friday. Every single morning at 8:15, and it would be, oh, you could have just sent this in an email. Like, right. why are you, like really short things. And so the running joke was like, man, this could have just been an email. Like they, what are they doing? And so one of the things for me is like, when we have a team meeting, like my goal and my heart is that it's not a waste of time, that people aren't feeling like, gosh, why am I out here wasting my time? And same thing, you know, with this podcast, it's we're hoping to not make people feel like, oh man, I wish I wouldn't have tuned in, or even right. worse, like 10 minutes in, you're like, yep, we don't need to listen to this anymore. So we're going to be starting a series, and it's going to be, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks of AEP prep. And what it is, I remember I was talking with an agent last AEP. It was probably September. And this agent spoke with another agent, and that agent said, well, aren't you prepared for AEP? Or aren't you preparing for AEP? And she was like, well, I don't really know what to do. And I was like, you know what? You've done it. This particular agent I know is very good and very thorough, but I'm like, well, let's put this together. This podcast is going to be us sharing best practices to prepare for AEP. This one and maybe the next 3 or 4 podcasts will be that. So,
and I think the important thing is, you know, people are listening, and we're in July. It's July, and the time is now.
Yeah.
So if you've been in the business, you obviously know that. If you're a little bit newer, maybe you have only 1 or 2 AEPs under your belt, and you've thought to yourself, well, I need to be a little bit more prepared for AEP this year. The time is now. It's not, you know, as we know, AEP is October 15th through December 7th. That's when we're out right in business. But right now is the preparation, and it begins, you know, here in July. The conversations, the ideas, actually putting things down on paper and putting things into motion, really, it needs to be now. If you're not doing this right now, and you're waiting until September to start, you know, panic prepping for AEP, it's too late. And you may have a pretty decent AEP, but to have a successful AEP, a lot of that preparation needs to begin in July here.
Yeah, like just kind of get ready to go. I kind of think of there was a Aesop's fable, the grasshopper and the ant. And I've brought this up before. I think right now is the time when you think about the grasshopper and the ant. Which one was the one that worked? I don't remember. But whichever one it was, that the grasshopper, we'll call him grasshopper, was out there and working hard. Or I guess it was the ant. The ant's the one that was out there working hard and like preparing for the winter. And by the time winter came, he was ready to go ahead and get in there and rest. And if you're not in preparation right now, you're going to be like the grasshopper that's just out there and kind of thinking about it. You're out there partying and just kind of, or just doing random things. You can't really expect to have this, you know, just this really high AEP number if you're not putting in the work today.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a part of your success strategy. Sometimes I speak with agents and we're in conversation and they feel like if they're not outright in business, they're not working or they're not being productive if they're not actually right in business and making money. But a huge part of that is, you know, you got to look at the other part of your business. You're a business owner. And so you have to manage and control all aspects of the business. And it doesn't necessarily mean writing business, but it's the preparation for what's to come, the winter, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think about that quote that we said a couple of weeks ago, don't get upset for the results you did not get with the work that you did not do. And if you don't put in that work, if you're not out there right now, you know, there's two sides of it, right? There's the folks that are enjoying the fact that they are self-employed and they're not doing anything, not even writing a whole lot of business this time of the year. But then there's also those people that are just mind focused on today's sales, on what am I doing right now? And they're going to do great. Like there's people out there that their minds are just fully focused on today's sales. They're going to do great during AEP also. But what if they also put a little bit of preparation on the side and said, you know what, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to take this thing to the next level. The things that we talk about are from experience. They're not theories. It's not a hypothesis that if you go out and you contact and work with a bunch of new dentists that you're going to grow your business. It's not a hypothesis. It is proven. That is what it is. You will increase your sales if you go out and do that. That's really our first thing that we would do for AEP prep. And it's something I feel like I just keep on, you know, all year long. It's been, guys, get out there and get a new dentist, right? It's something, but it's because I see it work.
Yeah, let's talk about, I mean, why, right? And we were just having a conversation with Priscilla last week and she said something that really kind of rung a bell. It made a lot of sense when she was coaching an agent and the agent asked, well, why are you always pushing dentists, right? Why are you always talking about creating relationships with dentists? And she says, well, when you're sitting in the home and you write an application with somebody, how many times are you recommending a PCP or talking about a primary care physician, a PCP? Every time, every appointment. Okay. How many times are you talking about a dentist and recommending a dentist? He's like, not all the time, hardly ever. And so that's where there's so much opportunity in that appointment where you can start to create relationships. If you have the relationship with a dentist, you can make a recommendation to your client for a dentist, place them with that dentist, bring new business to that dentist. And in return, that dentist is going to think of you and say, hey, this agent is sending me clients. Let me see what else I can do to send him or her to help me grow my practice, help me grow my dentist office here.
Right. And it's one of those things that not everybody's doing, kind of speaking to the same thing. How often do you go to an appointment and you mention a PCP every single time? Okay. With that means the average agent, and I like to think we're above average at TMS, but the average agent out in the field today with any agency, that average agent is what they are doing is they're going out and trying to create new relationships with PCPs all the time, and which makes sense, right? And I definitely think there's value in that and we should do that as well. But the thing that's not happening, this is the thing that there's not as many agents going out and working on dentists. And it's hard, right? Because even within TMS, we still don't have, we're doing better and we have more agents that are getting out there and doing it. But we don't have nearly as many as we should. Every high producing agent should have dentists in the area that they're producing and working. You get that?
Oh, yeah.
Every high producing agent. So that means that if we have a high producing agent at TMS that doesn't have one, there's missed opportunity. So if you're listening, if you are, see, because this podcast is for everybody. It's not just for people who are trying to get up there. It's for everyone. If you're a high producing agent and you do not have a dentist you're working with, you're leaving sales on the table. You could be producing more. If you're number three, you're number four, or you're number six or seven, you could be moving up two or three steps if you went out there and put in that work and got a new relationship with a dentist.
Yeah. I want to touch on that a little bit. So I was with an agent last week and we were talking strategy and really what we could do to try and generate a little bit more production. He's been doing well. He's in his first year and he's produced, and he really focuses on a small town outside of San Antonio. And, a lot of the advantage plans, obviously, as we know, they include dental benefits. And so one of the conversations we had was, hey, he says to me, hey, Oscar, you know, I've got all these clients with this plan here that includes dental, but none of the dentists in this town, in this small town, are accepting this dental plan. I said, okay, well, what's the next town over that does accept those dental plans? What's the next closest? So he's in Kennedy, Texas, right? And he says the nearest dentist is in Floresville, Texas. I said, perfect. I said, if none of the dentists want to take that money, right? The money that they could be, the revenue they could be bringing into their practice, let's find the closest one. And let's put a strategy together where we find that dentist in Floresville and say, hey, I've got a bunch of clients in Kennedy, Texas, and they've got dental benefits within their plan. But I see you're in the network with this plan, and they're having a hard time getting into their dentist over in Kennedy. Is it okay if I send them over here to you? And I feel like that can lead to, so we're in the middle of putting that together and actually executing that, but I feel like that can lead to a potential gold mine, right? Mind you, he's doing well. He's writing business, he's producing, but we're thinking, what can we do to bring in more production? And I feel like that's it. That's the missing piece that's gonna really kind of help take him to the next level now and during AEP.
Which carrier was it, by the way?
Humana.
Okay.
Yeah.
So another thing also could be, you know, you utilizing TMS to see if there is some way for us to reach out to Humana and say, hey, look, there's this opportunity. We're missing out. There's no dentist that takes the plan. Do you guys have someone that can do an outreach for us and try to create a new dentist? And then maybe, just maybe, since we're the ones fighting for it, maybe we could be the first ones to at least know, or be the first ones to get in there. So if you have that type of situation, I love both strategies. I love telling the people in Floresville, it's a 36-minute drive. I just checked. It's a 36-minute drive, but that's dentist. That's dental, and that's a dentist. But wouldn't be really cool if we could be kind of the liaison between Humana and a dentist, and say, or even, you know, going around and asking, hey, you guys take that Humana dental? Hey, do you have any interest? Maybe I could send your name over to someone at Humana and see. And I'm not, you know, we don't have that kind of power that we know for sure, because there's other things, right? Like dentists have to be credentialed. They have to not have complaints and those types of things, and follow certain rules. And maybe it doesn't work, but at least throw the name out, you know? Yeah. So that's another thing that we can do.
Another part of that too is if maybe the dentist is in the network, right? You've looked it up online and you've seen that they are in network, but you send a client there and then they call you back and say, hey, they told me that they don't accept Humana. It's like, well, they are in the network. So maybe, same thing, right? Maybe we can reach out to one of our resources and see if they can have someone reach out to that dental office and say, hey, I see you guys are in the network with Humana. I can help you, you know, understand how it works on the Medicare side. So either way, there's an opportunity there that you can capitalize on just by making that ask and reaching out to them.
And those are the best ones to me. I look at that as an opportunity every time. If somebody is in the network and their dentist is saying, sorry, we don't take that plan, to me, that's an opportunity to say, all right, well, we know people at all the carriers. We know people at all the plans. Let's find out, because they're in the network. Why don't we figure out if there's an opportunity there for a lunch and learn? Is the dentist open to a lunch and learn? I know they are, because usually everyone's okay to have someone pay for lunch for their whole staff. But is there an opportunity there? I know that I spoke with Humana recently and they're like, we're willing to pay for lunch and learns for dentists. We're willing to do it. So let's use that as an opportunity. I know that United's always been, and I bet that Aetna is. If we make a phone call to Aetna, I know that Sue would probably be more than open to doing that, especially if we have the D-SNP opportunity for Aetna. So if you run into a situation where someone is being told they are not accepting that plan, look at that as an opportunity. You're about to make some more money if you do it the right way. So all these strategies, all these things that we talk about, they work. And I just kind of want to make sure to remind everybody, these are not theories on how to get sales. These are rules on you do this, the result will be a sell. And just because we've seen that. So let's go ahead and move on to the next one real quick.
Before we do,
Osha,
one last thing on the dentist. So we talked about connecting and trying to create some relationships. If you already have a relationship with the dentist, make sure you take the time to reconnect. If you have not, you know, if maybe you've just been, you know, a little bit busy or whatever the case may be, if you've got a relationship with a dentist, make sure you circle back and just let them know, remind them that you're still there. See if there's anything that you can set up with them. And it's kind of lead us into our next point here, but see if you can set up an event. So one of the things that dentists are always talking to their patients about is dental hygiene, right? And so some of these plans that are out there include an over-the-counter benefit. So maybe you can do some events there in their dental practice where you're giving away some of those over-the-counter items, promoting the over-the-counter benefit and saying, hey, we can get you a dental plan that you can use here at this dentist. And a lot of the products that your dentist recommends that you buy, you can get from this catalog, from this over-the-counter catalog. And you've got some kind of show and tell items that you can give away there talking about those things. So if you can set up events like that, I think it's like it's a nice 1-2 combo. It benefits both the dentist and the member, right? Because they'll get dental benefits and over OTC benefits as well. So kind of one idea just to get the hamster wheel spinning. If you're thinking, what can I do to partner with dentists in addition to just creating a relationship, creating some events. And these are the types of events that you can do either at their practice, recommended if you can, or somewhere around there, somewhere nearby.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. I think we do need to think events, especially during AEP. Go to where the people are, right? Let's look at the next one. Speaking of events, I think that we book at least 4 formal sales presentations with United Healthcare. So why United Healthcare? Well, one, obviously they're a plan that people know and they're the number one plan in the San Antonio area. Now, this podcast doesn't just go to San Antonio. It goes all across Texas. So what I will say is besides that, they may not be number one up in the Metroplex in Dallas and Fort Worth, but down in the Valley, they are. In Corpus, they are, or they're right there with Humana. The other reason, though, they're a plan that people recognize. But one of the biggest reasons I say with United Healthcare and to book formal presentations is because they do the advertising for you and you just got to get them in. So right now is the time to do the 4.
For October.
For October. July right now. You got them in, get them in by July the 20th. So what I'm going to say is I'm going to challenge everybody, get it in by the 15th. Listen to this podcast, please. If that's the one thing you do, is set up 4. So that way you could do maybe 2 in October and then 2 in November. Yeah. Just something simple like that. And believe me, when you do that, then because you're a part of TMS, that's the other thing. Because you're a part of the number one FMO, did you know, for 7 months in a row. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. We were the number one FMO for United Healthcare in San Antonio. Let me say that. But because of that, you're part of a large FMO. You are going to, like, if it's a TMS agent versus a, you know, random agent from a different agency, you will very likely be moved in front of the person from the other agency. You get some preference because you're with the top producer. So get out there and create these sales presentations.
I want to challenge everyone again by the 15th, right? The deadline for October events to be advertised by United Healthcare, that deadline is July the 20th. Let's get them in by the 15th. Let's not wait until the 20th to submit these events, but you do have until the 20th again for formal events to be advertised by United Healthcare. And I want to challenge you. We're all said 2 in October, 2 in November. let's do 4 in October. I want to challenge you guys to do 4 in October and then some more in November as well. I think we'll have a different deadline for November events. But I think, you know, especially now some agents are very busy and we understand that, and you're going to be off to a very strong start come AP. But if you're an agent who's not as busy, or you're just looking for different ways to keep yourself busy, I think this is a good idea. This is a good opportunity to take advantage of. You can just lean on us on TMS to get that advertising out for some formal events with United Healthcare. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I will say the one thing, and the reason that I've kind of kept it down to 2 and 2 was in 2020 and 2021, for obvious reasons, we saw a drop in attendees at these sales seminars for obvious reasons, right? COVID. And right now numbers are going back up here in Texas. And I think that's it, unfortunately, it feels like that's the new norm, right? We see the numbers go up. So the reason, the only thing is kind of, if you're going to do more than that, we want you to, like, don't book your whole week every week with them, right? So there still needs to be balance, and just kind of understand that you may only get one person to show, maybe no one. So what does that look like real quick? Let's talk about that. So what it actually looks like with the sales seminars is, of course, those, so we'll do some advertising. You know what? Yeah, even if United doesn't advertise, TMS will advertise your events. We'll make sure that they get some advertising where people are invited. So even if it's like on a long list of events, we'll make sure to get it out there. But I want to just let everybody know, like, don't schedule 10.
Yeah.
And if you do, that's okay, because that's a gamble. But just understand that you may not have anyone show up, and you just got to be okay with that and be like, you know, so like someone like Beto maybe doesn't want to do that many, right? Because he's going to be busy no matter what. But there's other agents that, man, this is a good gamble. To me, this could be worth it. What if I just get 2 people? That's okay. I'm okay with just getting 2 people to show up, because that's 2 people that I wouldn't have talked to. So absolutely go ahead and schedule them, and we'll get your back. But what I will challenge you is this is one of the other things, is to look outside of San Antonio. And I think that what ends up happening here is we run into a lot of agents that just focus on the San Antonio area. And to be real honest, and I'm gonna cough for her real quick. Sorry, I was like running through, but so there's a lot of agents that work here, and to be honest, like, I don't understand it, like, don't want to even leave their neighborhood. Like, yeah. Well, that's not the way to do it. Look, and everybody has a different situation. Like, we know people. I knew a lady, she was a mom. She had to get her kids by like 3 o'clock. And so she's working during the day, but by 3 o'clock. So we understand that maybe traveling outside of San Antonio is not going to happen for her. But kind of think about other people, where if you have the ability to work outside of San Antonio, then you should absolutely do it. You should absolutely do it. Any thoughts on that?
No, I 100% agree. I mean, there's nothing wrong with working here in San Antonio. You know, there's, but if you're looking to really grow your book of business, there aren't enough agents working outside of San Antonio. And so if you're looking for opportunity, you're going to find that outside of San Antonio. So I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. And remember this, and I'm reminding myself and reminding everyone listening this, we realize that this is not, there's not just people in San Antonio listening, but think about this with your city, right? If you're in Dallas, don't just work Dallas, because that's where everybody is. If you're in Fort Worth, that, you know, don't just work there, the more populated areas. Don't just go out to Arlington. Don't just go in, you know, to the major cities. Look outside of those areas. There's especially over there. There's people that are all throughout that area, and they are just going wild out there, just with as many as much growth as there is out there. But like, if you're here in San Antonio, there's a lot of areas that are outside of our main metro area that would be really good opportunities. So there's a couple, I'm going to just name off a couple of counties that are kind of outside of the core counties. So in, if you're in the San Antonio area, the core counties are Atascosa, Bandera, Bear, Comal, Guadalupe, Kendall, Medina, and Wilson. So if you look at it on a map, it's Bear County, which is San Antonio, and then all the counties right around that, right? But I'm here to tell you that there are other counties that count toward our San Antonio goal. And of course, there is Maverick County, Uvalde. Say, will you do me a favor and say that in Spanish?
Uvalde.
All right. I always feel weird when that's one of those, like, being that I don't speak Spanish, that's one of those words is very difficult for me to pronounce in Spanish. It's just, I don't know why, but I always feel weird when I say it like a gringo.
That's all right, man. That's all right.
Thank you. So Uvalde, Kerr is another one. I'll say that's an opportunity. You know, obviously we know that they've struggled with UnitedHealthcare.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. And the way that I look at that is if they're struggling with UnitedHealthcare, if you sell them and then during OEP, you end up having to move them back, that's okay, right? Like, that's not our strategy, is short-term disenrollments, but it is a new client for you, right? Let's say you get a client, you've done some work out there and you had to move them away from United and you put them on Humana because they have a better network and a longer presence in that area. So,
Is Val Verde in there? Zavala?
Those will absolutely. So just kind of going through this list, Val Verde, that's Del Rio, right?
Yep.
Val Verde. Say that one with a Spanish accent too.
Valverde.
See, there we go. That's another struggle for me. So Val Verde, which other one did you say?
Zavala.
Zavala, yep. And then that's in between Eagle Pass and here is Zavala. Yep. And then there is Frio County, which I think is... I can't even remember what city is in Frio County.
I think we, Pearsall.
Pearsall, there Pearsall. You go. Yeah. And that's always a good opportunity. Karnes County. I'm actually just kind of looking at a list that Roel from UnitedHealthcare sent me of just opportunities in that area. Kendall County. Oh, wait, Kendall's part of the core.
Yeah.
Dimmitt, Real County, LaSalle, and Mason. Are all kind of that area. But if you could just kind of plan, well, once a week I'll go out, or not even once a week, but just kind of say during AEP, I'm going to have one day where I go out to Mason and I'm going to do an event out there in Mason with a dentist and try to get them to work with me. And then turn that into your opportunity, turn that into your, you know, you just went out there. So I remember last AEP, Beto did this where he would go into one area and have an event that area, but it's a small town. So it's not like San Antonio where they're used to getting, oh, okay, here we go, groceries again, or not groceries. We don't give groceries. We were given produce over the last 2 years, but I'll never forget this. Maria Lee came up to me and she told me, yeah, had a really bad experience with that produce giveaway, like really no leads. And I said, really? She said, yeah. As soon as the people walked up, they'd be like, or drove up, they'd be like, let me guess, Medicare. And just kind of like rolling their eyes at the fact that we're a Medicare agency that is giving away produce. I think that even the people were kind of over it and over all the calls that they were getting, because that was the one strategy that it seemed, I'm pretty sure we were the first to do it. Pretty sure TMS was the first to do it in San Antonio. But then what you would see is everybody doing them. And even today, they're still doing them. And what I find is that there is no value in them anymore.
Right.
So we took the value out of that. So what I would suggest now is even toiletry giveaways, but outside of San Antonio or outside the major metro area. So if you're down in the valley, like outside of McAllen, look outside of the big city and look at those other opportunities where there's less agents out there, less people working. And what I find is that agents don't really leave their area. Are there other counties that I'm kind of looking around the San Antonio area. Are there other counties that I missed on that?
Mason, Menard.
Menard.
Yep. Is Gonzales.
Gonzales is absolutely an opportunity out there. It, Gonzales is a huge opportunity for people. I would say, kind of just even looking in that area, Goliad, DeWitt.
Yeah.
Bastrop is a good opportunity. That's starting to get into the Austin metro area, but there's an opportunity in Bastrop also. And we actually we'll have listeners in Austin also. So there's Burnett, there's a lot of names I'm not pronouncing here. Blanco, Gillespie.
Mm-hmm.
These are real opportunities. So what do? Well, everybody has access to Simply Enroll, right? Go on to Simply Enroll and look at the plan options out there that you represent. Put in the zip code for Blanco County. Look at the plans. Compare them side by side. That's a tool that we have. You can pull up the Aetna, United, and Humana plans, put them side by side, look at the benefits, say, oh, I could really sell this one, and then get out there and create opportunity in these outside counties. That's the one thing for me is like, let's not just stay here in the San Antonio area.
That's a big part of it. The preparation that goes into it. And well, if I get out there, what am I going to sell? There's your answer.
There's your answer. I don't want to sound, but that's your job. Right? That's as an agent, it's your job to do the research, do the homework. And this is where we talk about having some downtime. Do some research on the areas that you want to work. I mean, gosh, if you want a county, if you want a senior count to find out how many people are out there, we can give you that also. But you've got to do the homework on which plan that you're going to want to sell, what you're going to want to do out there.
Yep. Become familiar with them, learn the benefits, you know, what the strong points are, what the weak points are. Because we've had this conversation before. It's like as an independent agent, a broker able with the ability to offer multiple carriers, I feel very confident that I can walk into a home and find, you know, both the strengths and the weaknesses in a plan and position myself in a way so that I can deliver another option to this person,
right,
and bring some real value so that I can walk out of there with a sale and I've now become this person's agent of record, so they have me to contact whenever they need some help with anything. I feel that if you can do that with these outer counties that you want to strategize with, find the different plans that are out there, go to Simply Enroll, pull the benefits, you know, pull the plans that are available out there, do that side-by-side comparison, find the strengths, find the weaknesses, and see how you can position yourself when you're out there. Because if you find a strong plan, like Raul said, I love this plan, or this would be a great plan for me to sell out there, and you get out there and you come across an individual who already has that, don't just turn around and walk away. You got to see, okay, well, I know these are some of the gaps that exist with this plan. Let me see what else I can offer this individual.
Yeah, you got to have a lead plan, right? So like, I get that. And for a lot of people at TMS, United Healthcare has become the lead plan. It used to be Humana for a lot of our agents before, as you know, but United Healthcare has really just kind of made their way into the lead plan. But you got to have a backup, and if someone from United Healthcare is listening, I want you to know we love you guys, but we're also looking to train agents that if they run into somebody, they're gonna get an opportunity to make a sale for themselves, and who knows, it could end up going back or whatever the situation is. But I'll say that if you are an agent and you have just, okay, I only want to sell one company, then you're leaving opportunities on the table.
Yeah.
Right? Because I see that a lot, and there's people, oh, sorry, they already have a plan.
Another part of that research too is, you know, when you're doing the homework and you plan on going to these small towns, don't go over there. Don't, you know, blind, do some research, get on the internet, get on, you know, just go to Google and look at all the different senior centers, if there are any in these small towns that you can stop in and visit to, put a plan together.
Yeah.
Find the list of dentists that are in this town.
And out there, the local pharmacy is huge. If you're in a small town, the local pharmacy, make sure that they're in network with the plans. And then I would go in there and see if there's an opportunity to be the person that they send referrals to, because there's going to be, they are looking for somebody who is not going to sell them on a national plan, that it's going to try to get them on mail order, because obviously they're making their money in that local community. So If you can talk to them, and maybe even your strategy with that local pharmacy is, you know, there's a lot of agents that they'll talk to people, or if they're enrolling with an 800 number, they're enrolling in a plan, and then they're being suggested, oh, go ahead and go, and they do a big push to get people to enroll in the mail order program. And just so you know, as an agent, I'm not going to do that, right? I know that this lead came from you. We do have to tell them that there's that option, but we're never going to try to like really encourage people to go through the mail and forget about their local pharmacist. And that's one of the reasons that maybe you could refer people over to me, is because you know that I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do a big push to try to get people to the Humana on or mail order pharmacy. That's right. Not what I'll do. So I think that if I was going to choose another county to work on, it would be
pharmacies,
you said,
target pharmacies.
I would target even small doctors, dentists, senior apartments that you said, senior centers, anything else?
I mean, I think with those five right there, you can put a pretty good, you could spend a whole day out there visiting these places, and you're going to, you know, you're going to eventually create a relationship, right? It's a numbers game. Natalie, when we had her on, she's walked into dental offices where they want nothing to do with her. I think you were on one of those visits, right? You went in with her and they were like, nope, we're okay. We don't want to work with anyone. Okay, on to the next. But if you can put, you know, we just listed five different types of places that you can visit. If you can put a list together and put 10, 12, 15 places and visit them, you're gonna make something happen. Something's gonna come from that.
Yeah, and I'd even, you know, in a small town, I would even go through and have flyers that you would leave at different places. And so that would be laundromats. That's another idea for an event to have during AEP out in that area, is maybe letting people know, I will, you know, that will come and we'll pay for two loads of laundry. And so what you could do is a laundromat event out in one of those towns. And so obviously it's going to be the low income area, which is perfect. And so you're out there, you tell them, we're going to pay for two loads of laundry. Now, I want to make sure for compliance, you can't give them the 75 cents, or I don't even know how much it would be, but you can't give them the dollar. You can't give them the 75. You have to put it in yourself. So they load their laundry, then you turn it on for them. You can provide the Tide Pod. So you provide a Tide Pod and the dollar for the laundry, and you've got their undivided attention for 30 minutes, right? Or however long that it takes. So that's a great opportunity. So a lot of times I'll talk to people and they're like, well, I just don't know how to find the sales. This is it. You got to think outside the box, right? So one of the things that I would do in that area is get out there, do a laundromat event, and then how do you advertise that? With flyers, because people in small towns go to these local places, right? So I would put it up at the local restaurants. And so I want to share something that was really cool. So when I first started TMS, we had those business cards, and it had my picture on it, and it was a real small picture, and I left it in Bandera County in 2013. And I went back there like in 2018, 2019. And I was stopped at, because I used to work there a lot before I left Humana. And I walked into the bulletin board at the gas station that I used to pretty much stop at anytime I was in town. It was actually not in Bandera, it was in Pipe Creek, Lake Hills, mm-hmm. kind of in that area where they meet up. I think it was Lake Hills. And I went to the bulletin board. I was just curious, and sure enough, my business card was still up there from all those years ago. And the reason that I share that with you guys is because, one, it stays there. It's free advertising, because people do look at that board. I look at it anytime I go to a restaurant or something. I look at it to see what's out there, to see mm-hmm. what people are doing. And a lot of people do. So keep that in mind. I would go to the restaurants and put flyers up and advertise, pretty much just coat that area with flyers. Anywhere who will let you put flyers up. So gas stations, restaurants, because a lot of restaurants will have those bulletin boards also. Yeah.
What was the name of that place? So that way those agents who are listening can go and replace your card with theirs.
I think it was Easy Mart. EZ Mart. Okay. It's like a green building. I can even picture it right now. It's on 1283, kind of in that right where Pipe Creek and yeah. Lake Hills meet up. So yeah. I used to work that area quite a bit, and so get those flyers out into those small towns. And then here's the best part. Truly, you do a good job and you take care of the people. People in small towns refer.
Yep.
You're going to do a lot more if you have one good client. If you have one client that likes you, you're going to do a lot more with that one client as far as marketing than you would yeah. if you were actually spending money on marketing out there, because people work with people that they know in small towns.
Yeah.
You know, it's an old school kind of thing that people do.
And I love that. I love that about it. You know, for anyone who's looking outside of San Antonio and even here in San Antonio, what we're approaching now is we're going to start getting those sneak peeks, right? Obviously that information that we get is only for us as agents. We're not allowed to share any of that information until October the 1st, but what you want to do is you want to strategize around these sneak peeks, right? If we know that a carrier has maybe struggled in certain areas and they're going to be rolling out a product that either they're going to be improving significantly or they're just bringing a brand new product into that market, you want to look at that as some opportunity. Or, you know, vice versa, if there's a product that you know is the strong product in the market now and maybe they're going to scale back their benefits moving into next year, You want to look for those people. You want to look at those towns and build a strategy around that. And how do you do that? Well, you partner with pharmacies, local pharmacies. You partner with the senior centers, the senior apartments, dentists, and even PCPs, primary care doctors. So that's how you kind of put all of these things together. So that's why we get these sneak peeks, right? It's really so that we can put a strategy together moving into AEP. So we're approaching that time now. And so now is the time to start preparing for your AEP. And
yeah, but even if you see, like, when you're looking at the sneak peek, and United usually will give out that information. So like in Uvalde County, all of a sudden they're going to start offering, $2,000 in dental when they used to just offer $1,000. Well, there is an opportunity where you would say, okay, I need to go out there and start talking to these dentists. And Beto did a great job of this last year, and he shared with me, and I feel like he'd be fine if I shared this right now. I'll text him later and be like, oh man.
I think he shared it when we had him on.
About talking to them about revenue. So when he went into the dentist's office, he was talking to them and explaining to them, look, there's a plan now. And there was no plan that had dental. And then there's a plan now that gives $1,000 in dental. And it's not $1,000 where, it's not $1,000 that they have to match 50-50. It's $1,000 credit. Okay. So he would go in there and say that it's $1,000 credit. And so I want you to just think about this. So if you have 100 new clients, all with $1,000, isn't that $100,000 extra in revenue? Would that be a benefit to you? And you could see, according to Beto, you could see the doctor's eyes change when he starts thinking in terms of revenue and starting to think about my bottom line. If I can get this guy 100 new clients just in the community, 100 new clients, it might be 50 of them might be my clients already. Because they understand, these dentists understand that there's people who do not do the work in these low income areas. They do not get the dental work done unless they just need a tooth. And then they said, just pull the tooth. That's what they get. But if they have $1,000, what does that do for their revenue? Literally $100,000 increase in revenue. And the best part is that the dentist gets to care for the person. Like, the person doesn't have to just lose their tooth anymore. Right. Maybe now they can get a root canal because $1,000 will pay for that. So it just puts them in an overall better situation. So that's one of the things. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this every week for the next 4 or 5 weeks. We're going to go through. So right now we're going to go ahead and wrap up the Medicare Hour for this week. But we're starting a series of hints and tips over the next 5 weeks that will help every single agent. So I would highly recommend that you listen to it. Every single agent on becoming a better agent for this AEP, preparing for this AEP that's coming up. And I'm hoping and believing that you will do some of the things that we're talking about and that your numbers from last year are gonna increase. What my hope is that everybody's numbers will increase by at least 10%. I wanna share something really cool before we go. Oscar, do you remember the other day when I was talking to you, I shared that the TMS sales goals were up by a number that I couldn't believe year over year.
It was 89.
Yep. So here's what it was. So in March, we were up 155% year over year. In April, we were up 83% year over year. May, we were up 7%. So it's still up. In June, we were up 78% year over year. July, and this is before the reports are final, we were up 22% year over year. So year to date, including AEP, TMS is up 89% in sales.
Wow.
89%. And that is because of our agents. I do believe it's also because of the education that we're giving our agents to help them be more successful. But most importantly, it's for you, the person listening. You are making a difference. And I want you to look at your numbers from previous years and you set a goal for this AEP. And I want you to set it. Even if you say, I'm going to do 15% more than I did last year, make a goal and then attain it. I'm hoping that you will do that, whatever it is. Some of you set the bar really high, like Beto had 200 sales last AEP. I think that if he goes up 20%, I mean, I want him to sleep. but if there's room for growth, then do it. But set a goal and figure out a plan to achieve it. And we're here to help you figure out that plan. So make sure you tune in every week. Let's do this, guys. Any last thoughts or takeaways, Oscar?
Just one. It starts now, guys. AEP starts now.
Let's go. You have a good one, guys.